everybody. Good morning and welcome to another edition of Eat It Like It's Buford Bites. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Like It with Jesse Blanco is a television you can find on the weekends on WJCL. Check your local listings, as they like to say. On the other end of the line is the lovely and talented Kelly Chelton. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Most of you know Kelly. She is the owner, founder, and steam engine behind Low Country Spotlight in the Beaufort Sea Islands area. She covers not only the food scene, but the small business scene. Is that an accurate assessment?
That is correct.
Very good. Very good. Well, if you've been joining us the last, this is what, episode 3 or 4? How many have we done?
This will be 4.
I thought so. This is episode 4. If you've been following us, Kelly likes to make the rounds talking about, you know, we talked about outdoor food. We talked about things that we're looking forward to, all kinds of different food and drink in the Beaufort Sea Islands area. And today we're going to go, I think, tell me if you disagree, Kelly, we're going to go a smidge askew with what we're talking about today in the area's gluten-free options. Would you say it's a little bit askew?
Yes, just a bit. And I never in a million years would think I would be researching, first of all, and then talking about gluten-free. Like, I never would have thought this.
No, but as you and I both know, whether it is a part of our diets or not, it is an increasing part of so many people's diets.
It's
I'm sure you've gotten the question over the years that you've been doing Low Country Spotlight. I certainly get the emails here to Eat It and Like It with people frustrated that there aren't more gluten-free options or asking what are the best gluten-free restaurants. And while I don't know exactly, you're about to tell us what the scene is like up there, here in Savannah, when it comes to special diets, you can find dishes, but I don't know that I've never seen, at any rate, a gluten-free restaurant per se.
Right. So we're getting there. Yeah. We are getting there. 2 out of several of the restaurants that I'm going to mention actually created their menus to, you know, to cater to gluten-free individuals or people who have celiac disease. You know, obviously they're incorporating items, you know, such as bread and things like that and pasta for people who are not celiac or gluten intolerant. Mm-hmm. But, you know, 2, and I'll get into them, 2 out of the list said they created their menus specifically because they wanted people who could not consume gluten to have a safe place to eat. Yep. And when I say safe, cross-contamination is a big issue for a lot of these people. You know, one breadcrumb could put them into that full-blown, you know, body attack of the symptoms. So,
yeah, I've learned, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. You know, a bunch of years ago, whatever the number was, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, when the search for gluten-free really started picking up momentum, because it's been a thing for a lot longer than that. But when it started picking up momentum and more consumers were really in search of, I'd hear stories about, you know, people saying something was gluten-free and we prepare it separately, but there is a lot of cross-contamination in that kitchen.
Right.
And it's not always genuine. I think as the years have gone by, we've gotten away from that nonsense. I can recall in a completely unrelated side note, one time, this is in the 90s, I was working in a restaurant, and we had drained the coffee. All we had left was, we had drained the decaf. All we had left was regular coffee. And one of our guests asked for decaf. And the server next to me poured them a cup of regular coffee. And I said, man, they want a decaf. And he goes, oh, they won't know the difference. And he gave them a cup of regular coffee. And I've obviously never forgotten that. This was 20, 30 years ago. Would you believe the 90s were 30 years ago?
Please don't remind me.
But I've never forgotten that, and I've always felt bad, even though it wasn't me or my fault. But in the same vein, you know, there are people out there who don't care. You know, it's I believe getting fewer and fewer, but I believe the ones you're about to tell us about are doing it right, because I know most of the people who are those restaurateurs, and they do a fabulous job. So if we're talking about them here, you can have confidence that they are doing it the right way. Is that fair?
Yes.
Good.
And they are very honest. Mm-hmm. I do want to, you know, I think most people know what the difference between, or they know what gluten-free is. But for those who don't, just want to let you know the difference between being gluten intolerant as opposed to having celiac disease. Now, most people who have celiac, they've had it for their entire life because it's a very severe autoimmune condition. Uh-huh. And it's basically when they consume gluten, which is a protein found in wheat, barley, rye, their immune system attacks their small intestines. Okay, so it's very severe. Now, there's gluten intolerant, where a lot of these people who are gluten intolerant sometimes find out later on in life, you know, after their 40s, they right. suddenly find out, gosh, you know what, I just had pasta and I'm not feeling so great. Right. And so it doesn't attack, their immune system doesn't damage the small intestines. It just causes some severe discomfort in ways. Right. And how I've kind of learned a lot about this is not only, you know, do I run Low Country Spotlight, but I work at a women's boutique and gift shop in Port Royal called Nuances. And Lori Thompson, she's the owner. I found out that about 2 years ago, she kind of went through that same thing where she's like, gosh, all of a sudden, I'm feeling kind of not so great after eating gluten. Right. But she didn't realize it was gluten. It was just she was getting sick. She was getting severe rashes. She had tests over tests over tests. Everything came back negative. And then one day, one of her doctors said, you know what, Lori, I'd like for you to cut out gluten just for 2 weeks. See what happens. She did. And guess what?
Boom.
Boom. All the symptoms went away. So she knows for sure she's gluten intolerant. She probably right. could get, you know, the celiac test. But when you know that you, if you're not going right. to have the symptoms because you're not consuming gluten, you might as well just stop doing it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the difference between it. And so working with her, you know, after realizing she's gluten intolerant, I started to feel a little bad as I'm sitting there mowing down on pasta or, yeah. you know, a big sandwich. And she's sitting there kind of like, womp, womp. Yep. And so I started to actually learn more about what it's like and what products are we not only consuming, but using on our bodies, because a lot of the topical products that we use actually contain gluten, and that can throw you into one of those symptom situations as well. So there's now, you know, technology has gotten pretty great. There's apps that you can go into, you know, the grocery store, and they're pretty much accurate when you scan the products to make sure that there's no gluten and that it's safe. So Lori wanted to incorporate in the gift shop area of Nuances gluten-free products that were specifically made in gluten-free, you know, I'm at a loss of words.
Environments.
Yeah, so there's no gluten when they're preparing or creating these products.
Nice.
And so then we came up with this idea, let's do a gluten-free sampling event. And that's when I learned so much about what it's like to live a life mm-hmm. where you've got to watch everything you eat, and there is such a huge hinder on where can you go eat out?
Right,
because
of course.
You're taking their word for it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can only eat so many salads. Mm-hmm. And baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you're like, you know what? I just don't want to eat out anymore.
And bacon.
So I had heard from our gluten-free sampling event, which we're doing another one on May 3rd at Nuances. But I had heard the first restaurant that most people talked about was Madison's in Port Royal.
Interesting.
And so I reached out to Evan and Amy Schmidt. And so first of all, Madison's is located at 925 10th Street. They are open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I reached out to Evan and Amy. I said, look, can I come on in, just take a couple photos of the restaurant and, you know, some items that you offer that are gluten-free. So I walk in and I talk to Evan, and he's like, all right, we're making you a spread.
Of course.
And I'm like, Evan, I'm only one person. I don't know if I can eat all this. But that's when he explained to me that both he and Amy, they are one of the restaurants that started the creation of this menu, as well as their second restaurant, Morgan River Grill, where the menu is based off of, we got to make everything that we possibly can gluten-free and no cross-contamination.
Interesting.
So the only thing that is on their menu right now that are not gluten-free are their Hush Puppies, regular bread, but they do have gluten-free bread, and then pasta. However, if you want one of their pasta dishes, you can just substitute gnocchi for it, because that's potato.
Right.
Right?
Interesting.
So the first dish that he made for me was the seafood basket, where you can choose one or two. This is fried, people, okay? You can get it fried or boiled. But how many people who are gluten-free can say that they've had something battered and fried that's gluten-free recently? So he's able to come up with fried shrimp, oyster, flounder, scallops. Their hand-cut fries are gluten-free. Now, you have to check a lot of these frozen fries. They're coated in flour. So his fries are gluten-free. Hush Puppies are not, but they come with the basket, so they serve them separately if you want to share with your friends who can consume. Obviously, cocktail sauce and lemon. He paired it with a Bold Rock hard apple cider. That's another thing that people don't think about, okay? Yeah. They want to have an alcoholic beverage. A lot of them have gluten in them. All right. So the second dish that he made for me, and this is one of my favorites. I am a huge quiche lover. He made quiche Lorraine.
Okay.
Not the regular crust. He did a hash brown crust.
Nice.
Nice. And it was fabulous. Comes with a side salad. And, of course, I'm obsessed with their ranch dressing. It's got a really nice dill kick to it. And that is absolutely one of my favorite items there. And
I've never heard of that. Wanted to give me a dessert. Interesting.
So he brought me out a chocolate torte served with vanilla ice cream. So I had a full meal, like more than a full meal there. But again, you look at their menu. I've sent you photos of the menu. And if you want something that has bread, they've got gluten-free bread. If you want a pasta, do gnocchi. Everything that's fried, it's gluten-free. Whether you're gluten-free or not.
Very good.
So I was super, super pleased with Madison's and experience there.
Sounds good. Who's next?
All right. Who's next is Locals Raw Bar on Ladies Island. And this is owned, I'm sorry, Madison's is also family-owned, but Locals is family-owned by Hunter and Jesse Cozart. His wife has celiac. So this is another instance where they designed the menu to cater to both gluten-free people and then people who can consume it. And at first I'm thinking, well, it's you think of Locals Raw Bar, you think of sushi, but their menu is so much more extensive than that. And so they're located on Ladies Island at 97 Sea Island Parkway, open Sunday from 11 to 4, 5 to 9, Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4, and then 5 to 9. They can seat up to 57 people. Didn't mention this with Madison's, they can seat up to 100.
Okay.
No cross-contamination here. Again, everything on the entire menu, except for their bread, is gluten-free. Everything.
Wow.
Yes. And Hunter is actually working on creating his own gluten-free bread. Now, that is, from what I've heard, that is the most difficult thing to create that's gluten-free. It doesn't taste like cardboard.
Right.
I mean, let's face it.
I had gluten-free pizza one time. I'm like, okay, first and last.
I'm going to get to that, and you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
So his first dish is the Jimmy Redcorn Dusted Soft Shell Crab with Carolina rice and peas and Vaduvan curry. I don't know if I pronounced that correctly. But again, if you see the photo I sent you, this has got some crunch to it.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Now, I've had this before, and whew, tell me, friends, gluten-free friends, when was the last time you had fried chicken that was not only seasoned correctly, but had that crunch?
Gluten-free fried chicken. I don't, you know, I'm sure it's out there, but I don't know that I've ever heard of that.
I'm telling you what, Hunter made it happen.
And it looks Japanese fried chicken. I saw the photo.
This is what's so interesting about this journey, if you will, that I've gone through researching this for today's episode, is I am almost like, wow, these guys or women who are trying to create a good gluten-free menu,
right?
They're culinary geniuses.
Right. You got to
be. When they do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it right. So it's the Japanese fried chicken, hand-cut French fries, kimchi slaw, and house pickles.
Okay.
And then finally, he finished it off with another dessert, chocolate torte. So that's going to be also gluten-free. What I really want to try there is their cabbage pancakes. And then I want to try their fried shrimp. because their fried chicken was so good. I want to see how that shrimp is.
Yeah, the only thing I've had there, I believe, was sushi. We had something else. It was with you that time that we met.
We had sushi. Remember.
And you, had something you, else.
You had a rice bowl, didn't you?
That's right.
You had a rice bowl.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Yeah, I was really impressed about this experience as well. Now, here's one that I would have never thought. Blackstone's Cafe in downtown Beaufort. Uh-huh. It's at 205 Scott Street. They're open 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. all week long, 7 days a week. Now, they also claim that there's no cross-contamination. I spoke with the manager, Allison Senna, and she said that they offer gluten-free bread, and they also offer gluten-free bagels. Now, obviously, if you're not familiar with Blackstone's, obviously, based on their hours, they're a breakfast and lunch establishment.
Right.
So their breakfast items, you're gonna be able to do pretty much gluten-free. Their hash browns are gluten-free. You've got eggs. Right. Yeah. But and all their meats are gluten-free. Okay. But I wanted to try some of their lunch items. And you're going to be so proud of me, Jesse.
Uh-oh.
So I had to try something with gluten-free bread, right? I had to turn one of their sandwiches into gluten-free by using their gluten-free bread. And I was terrified.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I was terrified.
Well, it sounded like you were going to die, but.
I know, but still. I didn't get the Reuben.
Wow. Uh-huh. Oh, look at you.
I didn't get the Reuben. So
gold star for you.
I was proud of myself. I really was scared
because
I got the club. I got the club, and I'm typically not a club sandwich girl. It's not that I don't like any of the ingredients in a club sandwich. I'm just, if I see that there's a Reuben on the menu, I'm going to order the Reuben. But
right, and if I see that there's a club, I'm going to order the club.
You're going to order the club.
I get
it. So I'm going to tell you what you need to head on down there and get this club. So I got that, and then I also got they made the Cajun shrimp and grits for me, which was phenomenal. That's gluten-free. Comes with roasted red and green peppers, onions, and chorizo sausage topped with shrimp and a demi-glaze and cheese with gluten-free toast. So nice. I've already consumed food from several restaurants, okay? I did
you
this on one
these
day.
In the same day?
Oof. I did most of them.
Okay.
And I said to Allison, I said, we got to pack this up. I got to take it home. So I take it home. I say to my husband, I'm like, look, let's try this stuff. And the shrimp and grits was a no-brainer. It was fabulous. And Cajun love it. So we're looking at the gluten-free club. Now you'll see the photo because I know you got to share this.
Yeah.
We're like, all right, let's do it. Now they toast it. Man, we both looked at each other in the kitchen. We were like, no way. Steve says to me, he's like, there's no way this is gluten-free. I said, I swear it is. We ate the whole thing. It
club
was
sandwich.
This was the club sandwich.
Nice.
It was fantastic.
Nice.
Fantastic.
Okay.
So I highly recommend that.
All right.
So another restaurant that I didn't have a bad experience with any of these. I mean, they were and everyone was so informative. That's what I loved. They took the time, the managers, the owners, the chefs, they took the time to sit down with me and say, let me tell you what is and let me tell you what's not.
I like that.
Okay. So then I headed on over to Piazzi's and La Cucina at Piazzi's, located on Ladies Island at 1 Merchant Lane. Sunday, they're open from 11:30 to 8, Tuesday, 3 to 9, Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 9. Now, aside from, salads, really the items that Brian had told me that they have are the gluten-free pizza crust and then the bacon cheese fries.
Okay.
So, now Piazzi's is one of my favorite, pizza places because they're right down the street from where I live. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so used to getting what I normally get. Right. But again, this is for research, folks. I gotta do the gluten-free crust.
Of course. Of course.
So I order the gluten-free crust. I do the Piazzi style, which is the, sausage, mushrooms, green peppers, onions, black olives, and then
that's
I got the bacon
cheese fries. That's a lot on a pizza. That's a lot. That's a lot on a pizza. That's the way my dad used to get pizza. It's about that thick.
Well, here's my thought. My thought was the more toppings I put on it, if for some reason the crust, then I don't know.
That's
so anyway,
bad.
I get it.
That's bad. Bad Kelly, trying to kill the flavor of the gluten-free crust with all the toppings.
I'm telling you what.
Survey says, how was it?
It was a 10 out of 10. It was really fabulous. Okay. And what's most interesting, and this is something that I have learned from a lot of the individuals that attended the gluten-free sampling, was leftovers are very difficult because the next day, because there's no gluten in it, it doesn't hold up. I couldn't eat the whole pizza in one sitting. Well, maybe I could have, but
especially with all that stuff on it.
It wasn't. It was a thinner style. You'll see it. Heated up just great, just fine. I put it in the air fryer the next day. It was perfect. Same goes for the fries. So I was thrilled with that. I was glad that I was able to try a gluten-free crust that didn't taste like cardboard. It really was good. I would order it again.
That you know of, and that you might not be able to answer this question, but do you know of any other, whether you've tried them or not, gluten-free pizzas in Beaufort?
Yes. So, I couldn't get to all of them, Jesse.
It's good to know that there are others out there.
Yeah. So downtown Beaufort, Hearth Firewood Pizza, they have a gluten-free crust. In Habersham, Heirloom's Pizzeria, they have a gluten-free crust. Oh, and they can also make their cheesy garlic bread with the gluten-free crust.
Nice. Okay.
Upper Crust on Ladies Island, they also have a gluten-free crust. So
it sounds like gluten-free pizza is becoming a thing.
Yes.
Good.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Glad to hear that. Yeah, no, I get it. And Brian's pies are my favorite up that way. I'm always up in there.
Oh, they're absolutely great.
Yeah. Have you had the meatball sub there?
No, you know what? I have not.
Your homework assignment.
That's my homework. Okay.
The meatball sub, it's his grandma's recipe, those meatballs. The meatball sub that Brian does there is just off the charts. Like, oh man, it is. I'm gonna dig up a picture, so when you watch this, you'll see.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. Okay, so we saved dessert for last, yes?
Yes. So Urban Market and Cafe, Emily Benson. We talked about her a little bit back in the Ruben episode.
Yeah.
So they're located at 1601 North Street in Beaufort. Their hours are Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Okay. Now, Lori Thompson of Nuances, it was her birthday on the 2nd of April, and I wanted to get her something. I knew that she had missed out on a good birthday cake or anything sweet for years since she found out that she can't have gluten. So I reached out to Emily. I said, Emily, what can you do for me? She said, I got you covered. I said, just do whatever you do because I trust you. I've seen what she creates. Do what you do. She made this vanilla raspberry gluten-free cake for Lori that, first of all, was like that tall, like this wide. I mean, huge. You'll see the photos.
Yeah.
And here's what I want to say. And this is a good thing, okay? I like all types of cakes. What I found with the gluten-free cake that she made. Now, it was delicious, but it had almost that consistency, the density of a carrot cake.
Okay.
You know, a carrot cake can be a little bit denser than, but still phenomenal. Sweet. The raspberry filling was, oh my gosh. I mean, we all stood there. My mom conveniently showed up to the store. I'm like, okay, yeah, I think.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah, just convenient.
Happy birthday, Lori.
We're just sitting there like.
Where's the cake?
Yeah, it was great. So I would definitely, if you're looking for desserts, head on over there, talk to Emily. They also have gluten-free wraps and sandwiches that they make, pastries for breakfast. Apparently, the dark chocolate beetroot cake is one of her best sellers. So they do a great job over there as well.
Yeah. So running through the list, we have Madison, Locals Raw Bar, Blackstone's, Piachi Pizza, and Urban Market.
Yep, and I think I did want to mention, last week I talked about Hop Dog.
Yeah.
And I forgot, I didn't even notice it, honestly, on their menu until I started for this week. They have a gluten-free hot dog bun.
Oh!
And all of their hot dogs are gluten-free. So that's something to point out. Obviously, we talked about Rain and Bagels. They've got a gluten-free bagel. Seaside Bar and Grill on St. Helena. Not sure if you've been there. It's the old Boondocks. They have a couple items, and then Magnolia's Cafe in Beaufort. So
sounds good.
They've got options here. I'm really impressed with Beaufort.
There are quite a bit, and you can find all of these and this podcast, obviously, at eatinalaika.com. We'll make a short little list of all of your spots, and then everybody can follow you at Low Country Spotlight. This is where you can find us. Low Country Spotlight for Kelly. Eat It and Like It for me. All the social media places. Real quick, we're running out of time, but you have you're looking for vendors for your November holiday event.
Still looking for vendors. If you are interested, please email me at kelly@lowcountryspotlight.com, or you can check out the vendor application link, which is pinned under the featured section on the Facebook Low Country Spotlight page.
Sounds like a plan. And I'm inviting everybody to join me at the Pat Conroy Center next Thursday, May the 1st, for a chat about Charleston and Savannah's food scene. I'll have copies of my book, Charleston Food Crawls and Savannah Food Crawls. We'll talk about food. We'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. As long as it's food related, we'll be there from 5 to 7 on Thursday, May the 1st. Everyone is invited, and it is free to the public. That's a lot. Wait. There's a lot of wow, you put it down. There was a lot of food there. Nice work.
I'm ready for the next challenge.
Very good. The next one will be something grotesque. How about, I don't know, we'll think of something. We'd be like, oh no, I can't eat all of that in a day or two. It's a challenge. Anyway, her name is Kelly Chelton. You can find her once again at Low Country Spotlight. My name is Jesse Blanco, eatitandlikeit.com. Thank you all for hanging out with us here for another episode of Beaufort Bites. We will see you in 2 weeks. Yes, we're going to get back on a 2-week schedule.
Yes.
Twice a month. Very good. Thanks again, everybody, for hanging out with us. We will see you down the road.